Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now from the Kimono Convention and Visitors Bureau, Diane Sina Moore, and from the Kimono Chamber of Commerce, Brian Donnelly. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're grateful to be here.
Now, it's been a very interesting last couple of weeks, as we all know, and we've been kind of following things, the aftermath of the nice big storm and the Father's Day flood, which I've been heard it referred to as several times. And of course, because of such a major event like that, you know, it's been front page news, headline news for the last couple of weeks, and probably will continue. But I think that, you know, as I've heard other people talk about those that were coming to the area and even, you know, getting that information from people who live here, that the damage was so severe that it's shut down our businesses, our tourism industry. And a lot of people have decided to not come here and spend their vacation. I thought, well, this is a good idea to talk to Diane, since, you know, you're at the head of a lot of the or at the forefront of a lot of the information when it comes to our recreation opportunities here. And of course, Brian, with the businesses, you have a campaign going on, you know, that's still open, you know, still strong, still open. And I thought that would be a good topic for us to talk about, especially as we're going into the 4th of July holiday. So, what is the message that we want to get out there and tell people?
That we're still open. Nothing's changed. You're gonna see the same great. You're gonna have the same great experience you would coming any other time of the year. We took a hard hit, but we know how to do it right. And most of our businesses are open, and our roads are open. You can still get all the way to Copper Harbor and keep coming.
Well, it's kind of take. I guess these elements sort of one at a time. Since you just brought up the roads, most of the roads are open now, and there's a few that are blocked. I was talking with the city manager of Houghton the other day after. I was actually there when they were going through with Debbie Stabenow, and now, of course, FEMA came through this week and stuff. And one of the concerns was is that, you know, we recovered so quickly from, you know, the amount of damage that was done, that we got so many roads back up and drivable, that when as FEMA is going through, they're not seeing what we saw 2 weeks ago. It looks like, well, everything looks a lot better than, you know, what it was. So I guess on the flip side, at least as far as it goes, as far as getting around, you can get around anywhere. There's nowhere that's left that you can't get to anymore.
There's some back roads that might still have some damage that they're still working on right now. But for the most part, all of our feeder lines, all of our main roads are open and passable.
Yeah. You know, I think with this whole flood, we're going to look back and there's going to be two stories that we're going to remember. There's going to be a story about a really catastrophic environmental event that affected a lot of people. Certainly, it was damaging to some infrastructure and affected a lot of families in very, very personal ways. But there's going to be another story, and it's playing it over a longer period of time, and it's a story of resilience. There's nobody that's better equipped than a Youper to put themselves back together. It's nice when every third neighbor has a backhoe or a dump truck, and we're just uniquely equipped to be able to put ourselves back together. I was talking to some folks out by Dreamland, out on the Bootjack Road, and they had a number of washouts, big serious washouts that had cut them off from town, and by the end of Sunday they had taken it upon themselves locally to fill in those washouts, and they had the roads passable within a matter of hours. So like you said, maybe we put it all back together too quickly. Maybe we should have tried to play the pity card a little bit more, but that's not the way that we roll in the Copper Country. We're tough, and we showed our stuff, certainly.
I also heard that because we have so much equipment for moving snow, that they found that same equipment's pretty good for moving flood debris, too.
We put it to use. It's great.
Just get it and move it up out of the way. So, well, there are going to be some issues with some roads, as Diane was mentioning, and that those will be solved over the next few weeks, hopefully well before the snow sets in. But people that are coming to visit up here aren't coming to see our roads. They want to come up here and enjoy the trails, and they want to enjoy the water, their camping, all the things that the summertime offers people when they come up here. So I live in Calumet, and when I woke up the next morning, I woke up going, wow, that was quite a storm we had last night. We had no water, no ill effects at all. My wife took the dogs out for a walk, and I picked up my phone, and my phone was just filled, just so many messages of, like, you know, calling to work, getting here. And then it was then when I, that's when I found out about the effect that the storms had on the Houghton area and then Ripley and then over in Lake Linden. And so I left the house and saw no problem at all driving and then started going down Lake Linden Avenue and didn't come in, you know, really getting a firsthand look at some of the damage until I got to Lake Linden. So we talked about how Houghton County was hit. And, you know, certainly in those areas, they were hit severely. But that's not all of Houghton County. And, you know, certainly up in Calumet and then going north and then into Keweenaw County were pretty much unaffected by the storm.
Yeah, they had no damage whatsoever. All the ATV trails are still open, Calumet North. And it was, like you said, I live in Calumet. You woke up, that was a heck of a storm. But until you got out, moved around, and saw some of the other areas, it was pretty...
Yeah. For better or for worse, you know, this storm was pretty surgical in its impact. And a lot of that impact was on residential areas, so not really tourist-facing areas or the recreational areas. You know, certainly there's some trails and beaches that felt the hit, but, you know, there's really neighborhoods that were affected. A little bit of the downtown areas.
But the DNR did say that they closed, and they said they closed all the trails in Houghton County, which, was, again, I also thought was a lie. They said all trails in Houghton County are closed until further notice, and they started to work on some, and we're hoping that, you know, get some of those open again. But again, not all of the trails are officially closed, because none of them all are DNR trails, for one. And two, especially when you get north, there's nothing wrong with the trails at all.
Right. I've been working pretty closely with the DNR to get that message out that not all of our trails are closed. Obviously, we have some big spots that are closed, and they're going to be doing some work on it. But the majority of our ATV trails are open. Calumet North, there is no problem whatsoever.
Do you get a lot of traffic going from Calumet, Copper Harbor, and back on those trails?
We usually get a lot of traffic from Twin Lakes to Copper Harbor.
Oh.
So, you know, having some of those trails down is going to have an impact on our area. But we need to make sure that we're getting the consistent message out that they're not all closed. You can still come up and ride your ATV or your, you know, any of that stuff. And you're going to have a great experience. Come up and tell us your story. What brings you here?
Are you getting many inquiries from out of town of people that, you know, had plans to come here or want to come here, and they're calling and asking that the Visitors Bureau, is there any reason why I should bother coming?
It was so busy the other day that I couldn't even get through. So, yes, we're getting a lot of phone calls. If you have any question, call the CBB. That's what they're there for. And they know what's open and what's not. And like I said, the majority of them are open. You should have no issue. All of our 4th of July events are set and ready to go on as planned. So I don't think you'll see that in any other part of the nation. I think they would have still been closed for months. And like Brian said, you know, sometimes that hurts us because we do things the right way quickly. But we're going to have a great 4th of July. We need to bring everybody into the area.
People want to come, they want to get in the water. And, of course, we have some great water recreation sports here with kayaking, some people like canoeing, the paddle boating, and swimming here. But we've had a couple of weeks here where the majority of the beaches have been closed down. We're starting to see them open up here. And they were closed. They've been all the way around the shoreline, even at the Copper Harbor area. They were closed for a little while. They are now open.
Yes, some of the areas are open. We do still have some, like Torch Lake, that is closed. Again, I would say check with the health department, check with the CVB, the chamber. We all have that information ready for any of our guests.
Yeah. And I think something that people need to understand is, you know, of course, in these situations, you err on the side of caution. And a lot of these trails or water areas might have been closed just until there was time to get an assessment done. And those assessments might not have been the first priority when, you know, there were people that didn't have access to emergency services and stuff like that. So some of that just took a little bit of time to happen, just to actually have them assessed and found to be safe. And as time goes on, more and more trails and beaches are being found to be safe. So every day, things get a little bit better.
Yeah, we were getting inquiries here, both on social media and people calling, asking, you know, is the pond that's behind my, you know, house, is that open? Well, I don't know if a health department's been out to you know, put a tab in that water or do a sample of that water. But, gee, the beach at Lake Superior 10 miles from your house is closed, and the, you know, the lake that's 5 miles from your house is closed. So there's probably a pretty good chance that your little pond is probably contaminated. At least, like I said, you want to err on the side of caution until all that starts opening up. But the health department is saying that they're showing continuous and increasing improvement. And just as of this morning, of course, we're doing this on Friday morning, there were 17 beaches that were open. There were, I think, 11 that were under advisory. They said that you can swim there, but they advise you not to swallow the water. It's kind of a swim at your own risk thing. But those kind of get moved from too high of the E. coli and E. coli levels to advisory and then to open. So they're all kind of, they'll eventually get there, and probably within the next few days, you would expect that, you know, this problem would subside.
Certainly. Yeah. Especially, you know, and we just had a lot of wind and stuff come through just now. I'm sure that moved a lot of water around, mixed things up. So.
And a lot of people nervous. And, yeah. You know, for what would just be a typical summer shower, you know, now everybody is like, oh, no, not again.
Definitely a lot of white knuckles there. But I think hopefully we're all fine there.
All right, Brian, we'll stick with you because we're going to talk about some of the businesses. How widespread was the damage for businesses? Because we know of a few that were hit really, really hard, especially underneath the deck there. But yeah. It really didn't shut us down for very long.
No, you know, like I said before, this storm was kind of surgical. There were a couple of streets that became, you know, causeway for water and kind of pointed the water at a number of businesses in Houghton's downtown and some in Lake Linden. But amazingly enough, you know, another testament to the resilience here, many of those businesses that took a direct hit that Sunday morning are already open. There's a couple of businesses on the lower level of the parking deck in Houghton that aren't opened yet. But, you know, even the KBC and Swift True Value and Fifth and Elm were able to, I think, even beat their own expectations to be able to open their doors again. So, you know, most of the downtowns are getting back online. You know, I know a lot of the pictures that were circulated of Lake Linden were pretty shocking, and that's gotten, you know, really whipped back into shape in amazing fashion. So, there's really only a small number of businesses that aren't operating right now. And I don't think that they're probably businesses of the nature that it's going to affect a tourist. And I think Whoopeter is an important resource here in our town. And we feel for Jerry and his crew as they try to sort through their office. But I doubt that most of our tourists are coming up here to inquire about rural development grants or anything like that. So largely our businesses that serve the public are open and ready to serve like they always have been. And, you know, if you love our community, if you love our area, like we've been shown a lot of love by people across the UP and across the state. The biggest way that you can show your love is by, you know, if you're from out of town, by not canceling your trip to the Copper Country, or if you are from here, by, you know, using Facebook or whatever it is to tell the whole story and say, these businesses are open, please come visit and see that we've put ourselves back together.
Fifth and Elm, they were open within days after the storm. I don't even know if they were closed or how long. I wasn't there right after, but I was there by the end of the week. They were already open, and this is after having their outdoor patio just collapse out of sight.
Yeah.
And just a couple of days ago, I went to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You know, and if you go, there's just this giant sinkhole. Taco Bell is up, and it's open again. Don't go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, you know, watching them put up that, put up that Taco Bell sign again. It was kind of like, you know.
Oh, is it up?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And it's kind of like a flag raising, you know. It's kind of like that's, you know, it's kind of a symbolic image to see that.
I wish I would have known about that. Down. Yeah, I would have gotten a picture of that.
Yeah, so.
How is it too early to tell on how much or how badly our tourism industry was hit over the last few weeks with our hotel stays and things?
Well, we've done just a brief survey of our hotels, and we are seeing some decline, and hopefully we'll see it bounce back now. That's what we're really hoping for. But this all has a trickle-down effect. So I agree with Brian. Let's tell the whole story. We were hit hard. Now show how we rebounded from that. Keep our tourism coming up here, because if they don't, it's not going to just affect your hotels and your restaurants. It's going to be your gas station, all of your shops. Everything is going to be impacted by this.
You would think, you know, okay, 1 year, okay, well, most people can sort of weather the storm, for lack of a better term. But we know from even like businesses that were in downtown Hancock when they were doing the construction, just having a year that, you know, affects your business, I mean, it could put you completely out and you'll never recover. Even a short period of time. And I'd hate to see, you know, any of that happen to, you know, some of our business that depends so much on the tourism traffic coming to the area and the uptick in the business and stuff that we have here.
Brian, and the Chamber and the CVB are starting to work rather closely to get the whole message out there that we are still strong, we are still open. So, you know, all we can do is encourage everybody. Social media is a huge impact right now, is share the whole story. Get out there and take some pictures of the areas that you've been sharing that were hit hard, and show them. You know, they're back up and running. You can move, you can walk, you can do everything in those areas again.
You know, there's a lot of people really working hard to help, you know, put some of the homes that were affected back together. There's a lot of people raising money. We had a great bluegrass concert in Chassel last night, and we raised some money for the Portage Health Foundation. And we know that's going to go out to help some of the homeowners that were affected. We know that there's going to be some resources that are going to be brought in to help us with our infrastructure, our roads, and hopefully some money for our trails as well. But those business owners, you know, both the business owners that were directly affected by flooding, or the business owners that were just affected by maybe a fall off in tourism and things like that, at a time where they really count on it. You know, I don't know that there's a cavalry that's going to come for them. You know, there might not be relief for them. And so that's why it's really important for us to, you know, get the message out that we're open for business. And also, it's never been more important to shop locally if you can. You know, there's some of our hardware stores, some of our grocery stores, everybody, not only have they, you know, maybe seen a fall off in their business, but many of them have been giving very generously. You know, our auto dealerships, Keweenaw Chevrolet wrote a check for $8,000 to support the benefit concert last night. They may have even been moving backwards in terms of their revenue for the year, just because they've been generous with whatever supplies or money they have to give. So it's never been more important to support our local businesses and shop locally and tell the story about our recovery.
Get out and be a tourist in your area. You're going to find things that you've never experienced in Houghton and Keweenaw. Every time I go out, I find something new. So get out and learn the area a little bit more, and you can share just that much more with your friends away from here.
Well, we're now 2 weeks away, 2 weeks since the storm hit, and you had to have been doing sort of a high wire balancing act when it comes to you, that you know, so many people are, you know, they're suffering and there's such a big effort to do the recovery, but yet you want to get the word out that, you know, we're still open, you know, still in business, things are still happening. Trying to balance that out so that, you know, you're encouraging people to still come and spend the tourism dollars and help the businesses with, you know, while still being sensitive to those that, you know, are really struggling. So what has been the response as you've been trying to get this word out that, you know, we still want people to come?
That is a very fine line, because there are people that lost everything, and we don't want to take away any of that. But we want these people who may have lost things to still have jobs when this is all said and done. And with the trickle-down effect, if we don't have the tourism in our area, there are going to be businesses that are going to go under, and jobs are going to be lost, and we don't want to see that happen either. So, you know, the response from the still strong, still open, I think personally has been great, because people want to know that we're here and that we're still going forward as usual.
You know, I was on stage at the bluegrass concert last night, and you know, I said, you know, it's important for us to all recognize that the Copper Country is still open for business, and everybody stood up and started clapping, and, you know, everybody, I think, is really rallying around that. You know, it's we talk about a lot about Sisu and our toughness up here and our grit, and, you know, I think it's you know, there's a certain vein of joy in being able to show that off to the world that we were able to put ourselves together so quickly. So.
It would be nice to see the major markets come back into the area now that we're here maybe and did some filming and are sharing some of the video out there. Have them come back now and see what we've done in 2 weeks.
Yeah, because that's the whole story. Really,
yeah, mm-hmm. That is the whole story.
Mm-hmm. As in you two being leaders in our community, have we learned anything from this storm? And certainly we've learned how to respond to one. Hopefully don't have to use those skills anymore. But as far as just being ready for something like this, or maybe taking it for granted that we were immune to something like this?
Well, you know, we've learned a lot about our community, and we've learned that you can't prepare for everything. You know, I don't think that, you know, I've talked with a lot of the emergency managers, and I'm sure you both have over the past couple of weeks. And, you know, mudslides and floods, it was not high on the radar of things that I think we expected to be sorting through here. But, you know, we also found out that people with initiative that step forward, you know, I think, you know, some of the people over at Evangel Baptist Church, you know, come to mind. You know, our foundations certainly come to mind, the way that they've stepped forward and, you know, filled roles in this recovery that they stepped into willingly, you know. So, you know, I think something that we've learned is when something like this happens, it's be the person that steps forward and says, I see something that needs to be done. I think I can figure out how to do it. And go from there.
It was awesome to experience the community that has happened because of this. I mean, we're all working as one team. We have a common goal, and that's what it is, and we're going to take care of it.
Nobody's arguing about any of the petty things anymore. No. Either. You know.
Yeah. Well, Diane, let's pretend that I am contacting the Keweenaw Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I want to do some, you know, I want to enjoy some of my 4th of July extended weekend here in the Copper Country, but I've heard that, you know, that some of the trails aren't usable, and you know, I'm not comfortable with going swimming. If I say, well, what can I do when I go up there? What are you telling people?
We're telling them about Lake Linden still has their huge 4th of July parade on. Calumet has a kids 4th of July this year, and Copper Harbor has theirs. I mean, nothing's changed. We have events across the two counties that will keep you going.
Go to Twin Lakes and see the boat parade if you've never seen that before.
I've never seen the Twin Lakes
boat parade. Go to the boat parade. It's kind of fun.
What about getting outdoors and enjoying some other stuff? What's
available? The biking trails in Copper Harbor are still 100% open. There's been some damage in Sweet Town, but we have riding trails there too, hiking trails. There's any outdoor recreation activity is open. So let us help you plan your trip.
Unfortunately, we have learned that pretty much all the mosquitoes survived the flood. They didn't take it. It didn't seem to set them back at all.
They were at my house last night. Yeah.
Well, that's every year in the black flies. So yeah. Enjoy them up in Copper Harbor. So any difference up there at all with the mountain biking trails or anything going on? I know, of course, now with the beaches starting to open up, you can get back out in the water.
They had absolutely no damage.
None.
Yeah. I mean, really, you know, there is a difference in Copper Harbor. It's that there's more trail than there was last year. You know, they opened a significant trail last fall. So there's a difference in Copper Harbor. It's a positive one, and I encourage people to go out there, up there and check it out.
I may have to go up there and do some golfing. I usually golf in one in Calumet, but I haven't been out there. I assume they're probably okay. Of course, I'm not going to go out this weekend with all the rain coming in, but, you know.
Golf courses are open.
So they haven't had any problems. It's amazing. It just really is. We the story that could be so much different, you know, we could be sitting here talking about, you know, a completely different topic, and we could be talking about, well, how, you know, how are we going to come back from this? You know, when are the trails ever going to be open? What are we going to do with all these businesses that have been wiped out? I mean, we certainly qualify as a national disaster area, or at least we should, mm-hmm. with the $100 million worth of damage. But when I see $100 million worth of damage done in other parts of the world or even the country, you see places just leveled. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's just amazing that we're sitting here talking about, you know what, we're, you know, 2 weeks ago, one of the worst natural disasters that has ever hit this area hit it. And we're talking about coming up here and taking a vacation and you're going to have a great time.
Yeah. Yes. And that's not to, once again, not to diminish, some of the suffering that we know it has been really focused. And I mean, that's the hard part about this is that so much of the weight fell on really so few shoulders. But it is a really special thing that we're able to sit here and say, wow, look at, we picked ourselves up, we dusted ourselves off, and we really invite people to come up here and be a part of that story. I think that we've kind of, seen a little bit of a volunteer tourism of all the people that just wanted to come up here and be a part of us. We saw Tech alumni, coming back and saying, I feel like I owe something to that community. We saw, firefighters and different social groups from around the state of Michigan and Wisconsin come up here and want to be a part of us putting ourselves back together. So I think you're spot on that it's a special thing that we are able to sit here and say, wow,
Thanks so much for taking the time and coming on the program.
Hey, thank you for putting us on.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.